Wonderful. Really
There we
appreciate your
go.
endurance of this one.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mulhall, and also to Modulus for getting all the clarifications done. Okay, we're moving now to sketch plots. Item 15 is PR 2022-7986, sketch plot PS 2022-261. On this, there's no need for swearing in or more formal introductions. So this is for Greater Albuquerque Habitat for Humanity at 4221 64th Street. And Isaacson and Arfman is the agent.
Hi, yep, this is Ian Anderson with Isaacson and Arfman serving as agent.
Hi, go ahead and give us an overview of the project.
Sure, so we're just proposing to subdivide a single lot into six different lots for new residential housing, and also dedicate a portion of that overall lot as public right away. It'll be the roadway extension of Cleghorn Street. And we're just here trying to collect the sketch plot comments.
Okay. Collect we will. Water Authority.
Yeah, this is David Gutierrez, Water Authority. Please request an availability statement online. The link is provided on your comments. Please show the adjacent water line, water infrastructure on a site plan. There is a water line to the west that we're likely going to want to loop to. We'll just want to see if there's access. If not, then we'll have to discuss that. But that'll be all noted in the availability statement with the conditions. No pro rata owed. This is within the adopted or established services area, sorry. Where do I start? So for the utility plan, please provide a utility plan, first of all. We'll need to see that. You know, normal comments, no trees. With, you know, close to our infrastructure, there's just some general notes there. Improvements will be required for the subdivision, so an infrastructure list will be required. Each lot needs separate water and separate sewer services. And there's some general notes for easements there. You mentioned this is going to be right of way, so that I think that takes care of it. So if you have questions, let me know. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks, David. But yeah, we'll get the water availability statement submitted and we'll work with you on the utility plan layout and everything.
Very good. Thank you.
Code enforcement.
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. This property is zoned R1B. It must meet the dimensional standards of IDO 51C, Table 512. Which the proposed plan appears to meet. Property is located in an area of consistency, but due to no existing lots fronting the same block, it is not subject to contextual lot standards as per IDO 51C2. Properties must meet driveway access 20-foot length requirements as per IDO 53 access and connectivity. That's all of the comments I have, but it looks like a good project. Code enforcement has no further comments and no objections.
Thank
Sounds
you.
Good.
Mr. Anderson, Sorry. Have you looked at the driveway requirement? That one sometimes catches people by surprise, just to make sure you have room. If you're going to do a garage and a driveway, that you need 20 feet for the driveway before the garage.
I know based off of our zoning too, we had a 15-foot front yard setback, and we'll be able to adjust to also, you know, meet that driveway width or length requirement really.
Okay, good. Because we hate to see people already have their building footprints designed and their layouts designed, and then they're like, oops. I have to do that 20-foot driveway. So thank you. Let's go to Parks and Rec.
This is Cheryl Summersboat with the Parks and Recreation Department. There are no comments for this case.
Hydrology.
Hydrology.
grading and drainage plan will be required prior to approval of preliminary plat or site plat. The infrastructure list may be needed for a preliminary plat. That's all from hydrology.
Thank you. Transportation?
Ernest Armijo, transportation. 64th is considered a local street and 5-foot sidewalks with 4-foot clear around any obstructions are required along the frontage of this project. Right-of-way dedication may be required. Please provide a figure showing right-of-way width with proposed sidewalk along 64th to ensure right-of-way of 64th is adequate once sidewalk is accounted for.
Sounds good. We'll update for future submittals with the, I guess, updated site layout exhibits, noting that 5 feet wide sidewalk along 64th.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I was just double checking. I didn't have a time to review this one yesterday. So yeah, it does look like you are definitely boxed in. It would be nice to connect you to the rest of the neighborhood, but they've kind of walled you off, so yeah, to speak. So okay. And not just good too, but the IDO prescribes that we try to make these connections between neighborhood streets, but I can't see, as I look at this aerial, I can't see how that would happen at this point in time. Let's go to planning comments.
This is Robert Webb with planning. Just had our standard comments that review signature requirements and document submittal requirements. So as it gets closer, let us know if you have questions and we can help walk you through those. Some compliance notes as you're getting the documents ready to submit, and just some development notes. Code enforcement hit most of those, but let us know if there's any questions as it gets a little closer to submittal and moving forward.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, we'll reach out to you and touch base as we move forward.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Henderson.
Madam Chair, if I
may, this is Shahab.
Yes. I just had a suggestion for the applicant. Typically, a hammerhead is required if you're more than 150 feet. So, and I'll defer to transportation on this one. If you end your access by lot 1 and 4, you might be able to eliminate the hammerhead requirements.
Okay, we'll take a look at that. I know we were kind of just beyond that 150 foot limit, but I think you're right. We could maybe shorten it up and just remove that hammerhead turnaround.
I noticed that unless you really want the hammerhead, it's nice to have it. It would be nice to have a hammerhead at the end of the road, but it's eating up quite a bit of real estate.
So, I think the main reason for providing that there is to provide our right-of-way. The Water Authority stated earlier, we do have that existing stub between lots 16 and 17, so we were going to carry it through there, but we can take a look at it too.
Sure. Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. Thank you. Now let's go on to other matters. Is there a motion to approve the action sheet minutes of December 7th, 2022?
David Gutierrez, Water Authority, so moved.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation, second.
Please vote.
David Gutierrez, Water Authority, I approve.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Somerville, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Yiquan Chen, Hydrology, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to approve the action sheet minutes of December 7th, 2022. Now I'll turn a moment to Mr. Rodenbeck to identify if there's any documents to be signed.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So we don't at this time have any approvals that have documentation that have been distributed that are ready to go at this time, including the site plan for Los Griegos 6261. I need to coordinate with the applicant's team on getting a complete site plan set for that. There were two documents which need to be signed by you, Madam Chair, and there's one by Mr. Gutierrez, a site plan for 6547. Madam Chair, you still need to sign the plat for 2309. That went out this morning at 7:56 a.m. So if you want to sign that, I know that there's a possibility with the Treasurer's Office, you know, not taking in plats after tomorrow. It would be helpful for that applicant if you're able to get that plat signed. And
okay, so 2309.
Yeah.
Okay.
Went out at 7:56 this morning. And yesterday at 11:39 p.m., I sent out the site plan for the Panda Express off Coors. That still needs to be signed by David and you as well. And that one's ready. We're waiting on the recorded infrastructure improvements agreement, which we've received. So that one's ready to go.
Okay. So, David, yeah, if you could get on that one, because I will sign after you. Okay, so that's everything then for this group?
That's everything.
Okay.
So I did get those signed, so just, yeah, I got them signed just now. Yeah.
All right, now it's just me. Okay, perfect. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for agreeing to the December 21st DRB meeting date. You can see how people were needing to use that. So we'll plan to do that, and then we'll be off for a couple weeks at least, and then reconvene on the 11th of January. I do want to note that we're setting up a meeting January 4th in the morning to have the new DHOs approve the DHUO rules of procedure. And so this might be a time if you wanted to come and be part of that or otherwise meet them. I'm sure once we finish that official business, we could allow you to, you know, say hi to them or something like that. I think it would be good. And we can go ahead and adjourn this meeting at 1:34 p.m.